We've got some very good news to bring you about the possible upgrade of the Tarka Rail line from the Biddeford Heritage Railway. Tim Steer joins us. Good afternoon, Tim.
And good afternoon, Laura.
I thought I'd let you deliver this news rather than me because it's very exciting. Go on then, what's the scoop?
Well, there is a massive scoop for the whole of Devon here, and it's this Great Western Railway, commonly known as GWR, are now backing and funding the railway back to Biddeford.
This is a long time coming and a lot of hard work from a whole group of people, isn't it?
It certainly is. Don't get me wrong. I am actually, the other thing, apart from at Biddeford as being a part of the Heritage Centre, I'm also on the Tarka Rail Association as the ACE Rail lead. So that's the Atlantic Coast to Exeter Rail project lead. So we've been looking at how to get the railway back to Biddeford, but also the line upgraded and modernised so it can get a faster service to Exeter from Biddeford in an hour.
So what does this mean for the future of the rail line and indeed transport here in North Devon?
Well, at the moment, we know that we've got some really bad congestion going on around Barnstaple with no realistic prospect of capacity growth on the roads. But, you know, we need reliably quick and predictable journeys, and that can only be by train.
So how long has it taken to get to this stage?
Well, believe it or not, I said about this project in the Tarka Rail Association back 18 months ago, and that was when I also spoke to Rail Future, who've been helping me with this whole campaign. And together we've been going to meetings and with different transport authorities, local authorities, to the point now that both Torridge and North Devon Council have passed motions to look at this and put it on the local plan. And here we are, we're now asking, I've been asking for funding for a consultant and between Rail Future, Tarka Rail Association and Great Western Railway, we've now got the funding together for that consultant.
Isn't it brilliant? And this is happening all over the country, isn't it? Because I keep reading stories about groups of people that are coming together to fight to bring their rail lines back to what they were like, you know, many, many years ago. It does make you question why they all disappeared in the first place.
It kind of does, but I mean, some of them you understand. Okay, it had low numbers of passenger use, and some were unfortunately run down by the industry. But you are right. I mean, areas like Biddeford prospered and it grew. So we've now got one of the largest, well, we've got the largest population of the whole of, not just Devon, but a community in the whole of the southwest that has just grown and grown, and it's still cut off from the whole rail network. It has to, residents from Torridge and Biddeford have to go to Barnstaple just to get on the railway.
And people don't want to do that, do they? If you've got a job that isn't local, you know, you chances are you might move away from North Devon. So the ripple effect of this is that means that, you know, there's more chance of keeping people in the area.
Oh, completely. And that also has the reverse effect as well, shall I say, bringing people into the area because certain jobs and, shall we say, big-time employers will look at the area and go, right, we can actually put new shops and new manufacturing industry in here and also upgrade the line. Because that's the other thing our consultant's looking at is upgrading the line for freight use. So getting like parcels and manufactured products to and fro Barnstaple, Biddeford.
There is very exciting news today. However, there is still quite a long journey, isn't there? So what's the next stage in the process and how long do you think it's all going to take?
Well, this is it. I mean, I can tell you now, we need evidence first to justify a railway for a restored railway service. So that's what our consultant's doing. He's now fully funded and through, like I say, all three of our organisations who support and fund in the project, we are going to see his report next March. That's 2023.
Okay, just get him to sit in the traffic somewhere. That'd help, wouldn't it?
It will do. I mean, this is what they call data collecting. So he will do a lot of checking with various transport authorities and his team and then kind of look at all the things that's going wrong with the area, whether it's we've got a certain mode of transport, like the bus service, which is poorly getting stuck in traffic. It can't get through. It's congested. So what is the alternatives? And this is why we would have to look at modernising the whole public transport system for the whole area. And that's not just here. This is all the way up the line. Even in Mid-Devon, Crediton Town Council have passed a motion of support because they would love to get back down to Biddeford.
It's not such a you know, strange thing to think that one day you'd be able to get your train from Biddeford to other places in the southwest, and indeed further now, is it?
No, it is. A branch line that looks a very much picturesque view when you're on the train, but wouldn't it be lovely if one day we can get it upgraded so it's a fast service, so that you know, you can be in Barnstable from Biddeford in like 10 minutes, and then from there from Barnstable to Exeter in 50. So it's that great feeling of, no, I'm going to leave the car at home because I can take something that's a lot faster and doesn't get stuck in traffic.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tim, while we've got you as well, I do closely follow the work of the Biddeford Heritage Railway on social media.
Yes.
And I love seeing all the pictures of all the painting and all of the renovations that are going on all the time by all the volunteers. What's going on at the moment?
Well, we're getting ready for our Halloween ride, which is on the 23rd of October. That's a Sunday.
Yeah.
And basically, it's getting better and better all the time. We're still hopefully going to get the brake van rides running from next year. We bought the carriage from Devon County Council. We've been doing it up. So it's now a cafe. And the other half is going to be renovated and turned into our museum of artefacts, railway related artefacts.
Brilliant. Enough to be getting on with then.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's that. And I'm just going to tell you a little thing that people wouldn't know about.
Yeah.
Some of your people might want to go down the front and key at some point and have a look what's going on in the cafe. The signal box, you'll find them. I won't say too much, but just go down there and have a look.
We're intrigued now. We'll do that. We'll do that. Tim, thank you so much. Will you keep in touch with us and let us know how the process is going?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, every time, you know, some news, whatever, I'm happy to come on chat to you, Laura.
Wonderful. Thank you for your time today, Tim. Tim Steer talking about the future of the rail line here in North Devon.
We're loving North Devon. This is The Voice.